This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, you dial on in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, Ian here.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Headline just came out today. Apparently Donald Trump is now ordering his military advisors to prepare plans to hit North Korea. That we can talk about more here in moments. We were discussing the latest from Venezuela, however, where things have continued to devolve into even a greater mess than ever before, and things are likely going to keep getting worse there until they finally get better, and they're not going to get better until Nicolas Maduro is removed from power. I mean, that's just a fact. It's just nothing's going to change of any significance until he is gone. And at this point, he has now banned his number one political opponent from running against him in the next upcoming presidential election.
Socialists ruin everything.
So the fix is in. And according to the Associated Press in Caracas, thousands of protesters demanding new elections faced off with security forces who launched tear gas. This is from today, by the way. It's been going on for days now. People in the streets in Venezuela. Who launched tear gas and stood shoulder to shoulder, blocking roadways in the Venezuelan capital today. Demonstrators covered their faces to protect against the plumes of tear gas that wafted through the streets of Caracas.
And perhaps not be identified.
Wait, are you saying they allowed them to stay there for days before deploying tear gas?
No, this has been just ongoing, just ongoing conflict in the streets. I bookmarked this story days ago, and we just hadn't gotten to it yet. And it keeps getting updated because people keep going out into the streets day after day after day. When they banned Enrique Capriles, the main opposition leader, that's when the heavy numbers really went out into the streets. So it wasn't as much of a protest until they told this guy he can't run for office anymore. And then things, you know, got even more intense. A few of them threw rocks as they tried to make their way downtown, waving Venezuelan flags and carrying signs decrying President Nicolas Maduro. Maria Guedes, a 67-year-old homemaker carrying a sign that read, "No more dictatorship," said, quote, "We need to get out on the street and fight to tell these people we don't want them." Now, in their second week, the protest initially erupted April 1st after the Supreme Court stripped Congress of its last vestiges of power, a decision that it later reversed. Demonstrators and opposition leaders are
well,
angry.
We changed our mind.
Well, you know, Supreme Courts do that a lot, usually
yeah,
not the next day.
They don't change that quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do.
Demonstrators.
There's been a couple of times.
Where they've changed their, like, so one person changed their vote going from 5-4 in another direction kind of thing?
There's actually been one, and I forgot the name of it, but there's been one United States federal Supreme Court that has been, that actual case has been reversed. But, I mean, courts rule against what they previously ruled, even, I mean, especially the Supreme Court, all the time. Otherwise, it would be statutes, not case
opinions.
Law. Yeah.
Demonstrators and opposition leaders are angered at what they see as a government that no longer respects democratic institutions and is sliding toward authoritarianism. And at what point will it be authoritarian?
I think it's been that way for a long time.
I mean, they've been nationalizing industries for
I'm not sure, Ian.
Okay, so if this isn't authoritarian, can we get like a brief description from this author of what exactly to look for to determine that something is authoritarian?
It would be nice to know, wouldn't it?
Authorities squashed an opposition campaign to hold a recall referendum on Maduro last year, and a date has yet to be set for gubernatorial elections that were supposed to take place in 2016.
Yeah, we're just not going to do that.
So I mean, there's been, you know, I remember over the years here in the U.S., you know, every 4 years there's always like a rumor that Bush is not going to leave office, Obama's not going to leave office. Like, there's always that rumor, and you know, they keep having the elections here because it's important.
Trump's not going to leave office.
It's important for the you know, for the air of legitimacy, the aura of legitimacy that the state has to continue having regular elections.
I mean, Janet Yellen isn't going to leave office, which is what is really important.
Is that Federal Reserve Chairman?
Yeah. She's an appointee.
They're going to change out the figureheads.
Right, and because ultimately, whether it's Trump, whether it's Obama, whether it's Bush that's in the office, it ultimately doesn't matter because the state's going to be more powerful, it's going to aggregate more money and power to itself, and it's going to grow in its influence and control over our lives. That much they can count on. So if they change out the head of state, people think that there's some actual change happening, which is what they really fooled them with Donald Trump. They really got people fooled into thinking he was somehow not part of the establishment.
I mean, I'm really glad I did not vote for him, but at the same time, I was kind of hoping maybe he wouldn't be as bomby.
Yeah, it turns out he's even worse.
He talked like somebody who wasn't going to be quite as bomby.
Yeah, he said it would be a new era of peace.
Yeah.
And now,
well, I mean, that was obvious. Yes, regardless, yeah. Even at the
like
time.
Like, rest
but,
in
know,
peace.
Like, you know, less mass murder I was kind of hoping for.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. There's more about Venezuela, but we do have Cynthia on the line. She is in Florida, and you're on Free Talk Live listening online. Hey, Cynthia.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hey, so I wanted to talk about the housing market today.
Sure.
I almost bought a house today,
ooh,
but
right.
Unfortunately it fell under. And I was making comparisons not too long ago in the 2008 crash. A lot of the market looked like it does today. I was just wondering, what do you guys have thoughts on that? Do you think
when you said the house fell under, what do you mean?
You know, like the housing market fell under.
Well,
fell under,
you know,
what?
Like the 2008 crash.
No, no. You said that
like
the deal, that you were going to buy a house today, and then you said the deal, what, fell through or whatever, and
she said fell under, which
she
is
did
a strange
that.
Term, which is why I asked what
I'm
that
sorry.
Meant.
I'm sorry. I'm not very familiar with housing terms, but...
So the deal fell through? Who backed out?
Yeah. The deal didn't fall through. I meant to say that the house got bought. Someone bought the house.
Someone made a better...
20% over listing price. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
So
oh,
you
I
got
see.
Outbid.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, that's not exactly a sign that the housing market is failing.
Well,
I mean, you can't take one example.
It can be. That's anecdotal, obviously, but it can be. I don't particularly feel qualified to say whether or not the same thing is going on again, but I haven't really been paying attention to it.
I haven't either. I mean, I've heard a real estate advertisement on the radio that says that things are good.
So I'll
take a run at it.
Looking
if
for
I could.
Subsidized loans would be what I would look for a bubble.
Right, and that's exactly right. So what I would look for as far as a housing bubble goes, there are some similarities to the market in 2004, 2005. I agree with you. But the similarities don't make the disease. I would say the biggest problem, 2004, 2005, is when the government decided everybody deserves the American dream, even people that can't work for it and don't deserve it, or whatever.
Can right? you fog a mirror? Here's
right,
a loan.
Right. If you get a heartbeat, you get a loan. So that created a sort of hot housing market, and there were a lot of people getting these subprime loans. And it's the subprime loans, the people, you know, the no documentation mortgages, those kind of things. The banks are being very, very, very careful these days as far as loans go.
Well, and they're not forced to hand out bad loans like they were back before the crash.
Yeah, but they can be incentivized to hand out bad loans, and they're not doing it. I was trying to get a loan recently, too, and, you know, they weren't going anywhere near 80% on this loan. So, I would say that they're not, from what I can tell, not being irresponsible. There are five banks that I had going at this deal, and, for whatever reason, they're being very cautious right now.
Well, the correlation that I saw was that the houses in the more richer part of town aren't selling at all. There's plenty of houses on the market that aren't selling. But then when you go to the lesser, more middle class, all of them are selling. Like, you can put a house on the market immediately and they'll sell for 20% off listing price. And that's just like what I'm noticing, that we can't afford those more expensive houses, but the lesser houses we could afford. And it's just like, I don't know, I just thought that might be a correlation towards
is
what's
it
happening.
Well, during the bubble, all houses were going up, and the market was shooting up for the rich people as well as the poor. And what I'm wondering is, where are you calling from?
Orlando.
Orlando, okay. So you're in an area that's sort of up and coming. Are you just looking at certain neighborhoods, or are you talking about anything under $200,000 is skyrocketing?
Yeah, that's the latter.
Okay. Because it could be gentrification is what we're looking at if it's certain neighborhoods. Or it could just be that people are wanting to move to Orlando. It turns out that air conditioning is cheaper than heat. And, you know, if they can find a good job in Orlando, it beats the hell out of Cincinnati.
Cynthia, good luck out there in that market. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. We can talk about North Korea, Venezuela, all of that on the way. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free and join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
Plus, want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They've recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. Now, to many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts if you want to join us. We've been discussing Venezuela once again. The situation there continues to deteriorate with Nicolas Maduro, the socialist president, continuing to nationalize industry and blame capitalism. Blame the United States for the failure of the socialist system.
As though the United States just has it in for Venezuela. You know, they're doing everything they can to sink Venezuela.
To be fair, if the United States would stop its imperialism, it would be less easy to blame things on it.
Agreed.
That's true, but the U.S. hasn't been moving troops into Venezuela or anything like that.
Right, no. But, I mean, it is pretty entangled in the oil not market, but...
True.
Venezuela caused its own downfall by being socialist.
Exactly. I mean, their oil situation there is so bad that they can't even move it internationally effectively because they the tankers that they use won't pass international inspection, and so they don't get the certification they need to actually hit the high seas and transfer the product to other places.
Yeah, they've been spending their money on other things. They've been spending their money so unwisely they don't have enough money to keep up their tankers, which is, of course, the only thing that can transport oil, which is their only real export.
They don't even have enough money to buy more money at this point. They can't even get more of their currency printed because they don't have enough dollars to pay for currency print runs, because the company that they use to print their currency for them is not going to accept the currency they're printing for them. So they will only accept other currency like dollars or euros, which Venezuela doesn't really have. It's in short supply for that particular country. So it's just an absolute mess, and people are taken to the street. In fact, protests erupted back on April 1st.
It's like a Pepsi commercial out there.
You're referring to... I actually didn't watch the commercial.
It's
but
horrible. It's really horrible. And I won't even be mad. I just want to know what it was that went through your head when you wrote that ad.
Now,
and the guy who approved it and the guy who aired it. Like, what were you actually thinking?
This was where Kendall Jenner, was it? She offers a Pepsi to a riot cop or something like
that? Yeah, whoever it was. First of all, you have, severely underarmed, hidden riot cops.
Right, like a normal-looking cop.
A riot cop who you can see their face.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so she hands them a Pepsi, and then now everything's fixed, and there's no more oppression in the world. I don't know. Maybe we should have just bought Pepsi.
I think that's what they were trying to get across.
I don't know what they were trying to get across.
Because you bought Coke is why we have oppression.
Well, I'd say that any sweet syrupy beverage would be fine.
Anyway, back to the story here about real protests in the streets. April 1st is when it started up after the Supreme Court stripped Congress of its last vestiges of power. They then reversed that decision. Demonstrators and opposition leaders are angered at what they see as a government that no longer respects democratic institutions and is sliding toward authoritarianism. So now apparently the authorities also quashed an opposition campaign to hold a recall referendum on Maduro last year, and they've put off gubernatorial elections that were supposed to also take place last year. Maduro accuses the opposition of fomenting unrest and conspiring with international actors to destabilize the country. Right, it has nothing at all to do with the fact that Mr. Maduro and his government put a government-mandated exchange rate on the currency, which has wreaked all kinds of havoc on the ability to do business. Because when they say, I mean, to me, this is one of the biggest mistakes they made, besides being socialist and nationalizing industry and, you know, all the other crap. But to say that 10 bolivar to 1 U.S. dollar is the official exchange rate has made it impossible to trade internationally, because you have to buy a pallet full of toilet paper with dollars, because the company that's going to sell you the pallet full of toilet paper is not going to take the Venezuelan bolivar
because it's as good as toilet paper,
because it is just about as bad, and so they want dollars, but you can't.
That's, you know what? That's an insult to toilet paper.
Yeah, you can't get dollars legally in Venezuela. You cannot take
10 bolivar into the bank and get $1 for it. The exchange does not work in that direction. It is not legal to do that. You can take $1 to the bank and get 10 bolivar for it, but you'd be a fool. Because
right.
the actual value of the U.S. dollar, according to DollarToday.com, I will pull up here momentarily because it was, last time I checked a couple weeks ago, about 3,000 bolivar to one U.S. dollar. Currently it's 4,400 bolivar to one U.S. dollar. So if you are stupid enough to take a U.S. dollar into the bank and walk out with 10 bolivars, you deserve to have your business fail.
Yeah.
But if you want to buy anything at all, and a lot of the stuff in Venezuela has to be imported because the socialist economy has wreaked havoc on local businesses, people aren't able to decide what they can farm for themselves. I mean, so they're just not producing anything inside the country anymore. So you have to import things, but you can't import things because you can't get enough dollars to do it because you have to buy them on the black market. And if you're buying them on the black market, then you've bought them illegally. And so it's just like all you can do is just hope to scrape by and feed your family.
That's all they're hoping to do. And, you know, good luck getting immigrating to another country that because, you know, the State Department's policies of cracking down on immigration have really gone worldwide. And people are basically stuck in the countries that they're in and can't get away.
On Sunday, the president called on the opposition to return to stymied efforts at dialogue and said he was eager for regional elections to take place. But opposition leaders renewed calls to take to the streets, saying Maduro's words have no credibility until a full election timeline has been formally established. Julio Borges, president of the National Assembly, says that's the only way there will be peace in Venezuela. Socialist Party leader Diosdado Cabello said on Twitter, opposition members who use violence and terrorism to impose themselves on the majority who want peace should face the consequences of the law. Oh, so it's only a problem when the opposition uses violence.
That's all it is. It ever is.
Well, that's what a government is, telling you not to use defensive violence against its aggressive violence.
Against its violence. He says, enough with impunity, he wrote. Monday's protest took place at the start of Easter week, when many Venezuelans typically spend quiet time at home with their family or go on vacation, which, if they could afford to do, I'm sure many of them would, to spend any time outside of this hellhole. Opposition party leaders urged people to put any beach plans on hold and instead get some sun while putting pressure on the government. Authorities shut down several metro stations, citing security reasons, but thousands, nonetheless, walked to the march. In some previous demonstrations, government groups have roughed up several opposition leaders and fired rubber bullets and a previously unseen reddish gas at crowds. One day, a small group of young protesters unsuccessfully tried to set fire to the Supreme Court office, and another group snatched a camera from journalists working for pro-government state broadcaster VTV. A dozen people were injured at the protest Monday, that's today by the way, and opposition leaders shared a video that they said showed an infant being whisked away after being overcome by tear gas. Opposition members also distributed a picture of an expired tear gas canister that they said was found detonated at a previous demonstration. We'll continue with the latest from Venezuela. And is it going to be long before the United States looks the same way? Is it impossible? Can it not happen here? 855-450-FREE as the U.S. rolls into a possible war with North Korea.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio with you, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We're sharing with you the latest from Venezuela, where people have been in the streets protesting, clashing with armed police, tear gas canisters, tear gassing apparently babies, according to the report here in the Associated Press, as the government desperately holds on to the power that they have, trying to stop elections from happening there. I mean, are they close to the bitter end in Venezuela? I certainly hope so, for the good of the people, that the good people of Venezuela who are subject to this terrible government that they have there. We can continue with that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. According to the AP, we're just going to finish this report out, and we'll get to your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Expired tear gas chemicals and solvents inside a cartridge could potentially react with other
or with each other or oxygen in the area and degrade, forming highly toxic gases, said Sven-Erik Jortz, a professor at Duke University School of Medicine. A degraded pyrotechnic charge propelling the cartridge could also lead to uncontrolled explosions. Overall, the unrest has left one person dead and more than 100 detained. 18 people were detained today, and Venezuelan's Interior Minister Nestor Rivero said officers would continue to be deployed around the country. Well, that is until the officers don't get paid anymore and are hungry, because
it's not far from that either.
Really not that far. The Bolivarian government stands by its commitment.
Once the soldiers aren't eating, aren't getting paid,
it's over.
That's when the guns get turned on the leaders.
The only way Maduro is going to get stepped down is if he's forced out at this point. I mean, he's doing everything he can to prevent any kind of threat.
I mean,
he
has stacked the deck. I'd call it illegal, but what he's doing is in fact the definition of legal. They write the laws.
Right.
He basically has disempowered the legislature. He stacked the Supreme Court. He said they voted for a recall, and he's like, yeah, we'll get to that in about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. At this point, all there is left is for some general to have enough money to feed his soldiers for a couple of weeks longer than the government does and say, all right, boys, it looks like I'm going to be president next.
Right.
And that's it.
And it couldn't get much worse than it already is. The Bolivarian government said one of their spokespeople, the interior minister, said the Bolivarian government stands by its commitment to guarantee the tranquility. And my screen is scrolling without my consent. To guarantee the tranquility and social well-being of our people, he said in announcing the detentions. The international leaders and Organization for American States have been ratcheting up pressure on Venezuela to hold its general elections, a call Maduro and his allies have condemned as an unjust attempt to intervene in the Andean nation's domestic affairs. How dare you, other countries, tell us to have our elections? We'll have it whenever we darn well feel like it.
Yeah. Right.
The rest of you countries with regularly scheduled elections, we don't do that around here.
Well, he loves to critique the United States and their policies. It's kind of funny that he doesn't like people critiquing his.
International leaders, on Friday, two-time presidential candidate Enrique Capriles was barred for running for office for 15 years amid an intense campaign waged by the government trying him for the protest movement that has grown into the most contentious since a wave of unrest in 2014. Quote, "We urge demonstrators to express themselves nonviolently and call on government security forces to protect peaceful protests, not prevent it." This according to the U.S. State Department. It's interesting. The State Department's weighing in, telling the protesters to not be violent. So they're doing Maduro a favor here, right? Maduro is always blaming the United States. You would think that if the U.S. was so against his administration, they'd be calling for violence. But, of course, I guess then they'd be hypocritical.
The U.S. is not going to call for violence, at least in what they consider to what looks like civilian violence. Mm-hmm. They're going to have something that looks like a military.
Popular singer Miguel Ignacio Mendoza, known as Nacho, was among those affected by tear gas in Caracas on Monday. He said, quote, "The repression is not an invention of the media. I'm here to prove it." Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Parker on the line in Washington State on Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Not a whole lot. I was talking a little bit with my colleagues at Safeway about, I basically started the conversation by saying that I think the jury is still out on the whole Syrian strike mess and, like, who did what and when and for what reasons. And one of my colleagues said, essentially to the effect, well, if Assad did do the chemical strikes, then we should beat his ass. It's like, well, hold on a second. I don't think that we should be the quote unquote world's police force.
Did he call you a cuck?
No. Said did not call
and
me
I
a
mean,
cuck.
Especially when the U.S. is doing the same things, they might have cheaper and more effective, less violent looking, because the U.S. pays money to pharmacy companies to have less violent looking chemical weapons, when some other country is maybe poorer and has one that you can see all the violence that goes on. I mean, why? Like, why?
But a drone bomb kid is just as dead as a sarin gas kid, right?
You're absolutely right there.
And, but I mean. And it, the idea that for some reason, okay, so Assad kills lots and lots of people in his country, and including lots of children. Then one day, presumably, he releases sarin gas, kills lots of people and some kids, and that's unacceptable. So chemical weapons, unacceptable. Everything else, no one cares. I just don't understand why. It seems like, well,
because
looks like,
you can see the effects of chemical weapons.
It looks like Donald Trump saw a picture on the internet, and all of his supporters are like, oh, yeah, that's just terrible. He's right.
Well, what about all the drone strike attacks? We're like, no more than like a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump, either by his own hand signing the order or through, because he didn't fly the drone, but either he gave the order or it was carried out by certain individuals without the order being given, but nonetheless it was signed off by Trump, where essentially 200 civilians were killed in Iraq in a drone attack. How is that any less egregious?
It's not. It's, if not more so, egregious, because he's drone bombed Pakistan. He's drone bombed Libya since he's taken office, and has increased the body count in the last month over what Obama's recent body counts were. So, I mean, he's been killing all kinds of innocent folks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure what the distinction is here, why people are upset about this particular government killing. I mean, even, like, the U.S. has been bombing Syria for several years now. The U.S. has been fighting a proxy war with Russia through Syria for several years now. Why is this particular bombing any different?
Well, because Obama was a man of peace. I mean, he won the Nobel Peace Prize.
And a legend.
Trump's been in office for a few months. I mean, as far as I know, they haven't stopped bombing Syria. It's not new that the U.S. is bombing Syria.
Right, but I mean, it seems to me as though it's very difficult to get people to admit that, well, yeah, we should not be, I mean, sure, Assad may be a bad guy, but should we really be jumping into this entire cluster, bad word?
Yeah. You're right. I mean, you'd think Americans would have learned by now after the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, Vietnam. I mean, you'd think they would have learned getting involved in these other conflicts around the world.
You know, you name it. Yeah, if it occurred after World War II, they lost it.
Just because someone's bad doesn't mean you can help effectively.
Hey, Parker, thanks for the call tonight. I can appreciate the frustration, and that's one of the reasons why I moved to New Hampshire to be around other liberty-minded people so we can have a concentration of our efforts here and actually have some success and get away from this violence. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 in 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0690. 1996 if you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. A few moments remain. Enough time for your call and thoughts. If you want to get in now with you in studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 a month, the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger. That is, if you enjoy Free Talk Live, you like the work that we do here, and you want to hear more of it, you want to get it on more radio stations, we've got over 160 stations that take the show at various times throughout the week. We could be on 200, 300, 400, it's possible, but we'd have to effectively market the show. There's still program directors that I call who've never heard of Free Talk Live before, so, you know, even though we're kind of a mid-sized syndicated show, we're still not in the top tier, and it takes time and it takes money to do that. So please join the AMP program. Get perks like access to the top, or access to the AMP-only call-in lines, access to the AMP-only Facebook group where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. So you get perks as well, and it's only $5 a month, and it makes a huge difference for us. Please drop by amp.freetalklive.com. You can use Bitcoin, by the way, as well as PayPal and credit cards to sign up for the AMP program and get those perks and help us out. That's AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones, to the fun. It's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, my topic is kind of off from what you're talking about, but I just want to mention that automobile sales have been going down, and I think this show has helped. I have convinced people to start walking and ride the bus. Because they
you believe that, just to be clear, you believe that you calling Free Talk Live, talking about red light cameras, speeding cameras, car accidents, things like that,
has dissuaded people from buying cars?
It's enough of people for you to tell in the numbers.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I take some credit for it because I've been talking on your show for like the last 2 years or a year.
How many other shows do you call?
Well, you know, I also call KKOV, the local station here. Mm-hmm. And I talk about how good for it is. I mean, people know that, you know, bicycling, walking.
How did you find Free Talk Live?
Well, you know what? You came in really faint on a Saturday.
So you were listening to Kiva. You were listening to our local station in Albuquerque, Kiva. Okay, so you really only call the shows that you can receive on the radio. So your calling radius is relatively limited. You're only mostly talking to local shows in Albuquerque, and you're calling Free Talk Live. Do you call any other national shows besides Free Talk Live?
No, that's about it. But, you know, something, it takes a few people here and a couple of people here. And I really believe that just little things build up to the big picture. And I talked about the red snapper disappearing for the next 10 years thanks to our BP spill. And I think enough people...
Well, that's not true. You know, just we already talked about that. There's still plenty of red snapper out there. But look, apparently, according to the Business Insider, U.S. auto sales rose at an annualized rate of 17.58 million in February. So if there's anything that's down, it's that the estimates were that it would rise at a rate of 17.7 million. So it didn't go as high as they were expecting it to.
Well, but they fell in January.
Sales fell in January following another record year for automakers.
Yeah.
So
maybe people just have a lot of cars right now and they're not. The cash for clunkers sucked out. Like basically, you remember when you could buy a car for $1,500? $1,000,
no.
$2,000, yeah, you could do it. It was possible to get a car that would run.
Before that subsidy that literally,
I got a piece
literally
of crap car for that much
cars.
Money.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know what? I live in California, and you have to drive like two and a half, 3 miles to get a half gallon of milk. You have to drive your kids 3 miles to take them to school and take them back, and people are just getting tired of it. And they want, like you say, Mark, the street design where you work upstairs, you live upstairs, a living quarters, you work downstairs, and then your grocery store is like a half a mile away, a quarter
That's
mile away.
That's a nice
away.
Situation.
Everything's not zones like that, though.
Okay, but look, Sarah, I want to say thank you for giving us the credit for what's not actually happening. I mean, the car sales were a record last year.
They're down, whatever.
If they were a record sales year last year, then that's...
It's not going to do as well this year as it did last.
That's an indication that things are going fine as far as, you know, the automotive business.
I don't
business.
Think you could roundly...
And I mean, cars aren't luxury items. Like, it's not really a practical option for most people to just not have a car. You have to go to work. You have to go get groceries.
And the bus in most places isn't really going to cut it.
If they have one.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's nice if you live in a town where you can ride a bicycle more.
Yeah,
no
it's
doubt.
Nice to be able to walk to work. I had a job at one point for a couple of years where I could do that. But everybody, like, that doesn't have that luck. But that's a luxury
right.
in a lot of senses.
Look, but I think there are a couple of things here, Sarah, that are worth pointing out that will, in the long term, likely do what you're talking about, and that is reduce automotive sales over time. One, you've got the automotive or the automated car, these driverless cars that eventually, you know, you'll be able to just hire a thing like an Uber to come and get you, and in a lot of places that'll be sufficient. You'll be
and
able
I'm paranoid
to.
Paranoid, and I would never trust that.
And then the robot cameras can give the robot cars robot tickets.
And so there's that. So the sort of automation factor, and what they've been doing in some cities is these rentable cars, where people will rent a car for a period of time, like. And then they can, like, leave it where they rented it, and somebody else can go and rent that same car. I forget what that's – is it Zipcar? Is that what that's – it's one of the brands?
Something like that.
Zipcar? So that's kind of a thing where people can then still have a car they can use, but it's not actually their car, so they don't have to worry about maintenance, and they don't have to worry about, you know, where it's parked. So there's some benefits, and it's generally something you see in cities where, of course, already people are encouraged to take mass transit as well. So I think that over time, you'll probably see a trend of fewer people buying cars because they just won't be as necessary for our lifestyle. But I appreciate you giving us the credit for something that didn't actually happen. But ultimately, you know, we're not that influential. We're just a talk radio show. And we're not actually against, you know, people having cars, but you are.
Yeah,
and
it is a influential is that fact that if I could reach a couple of few people at a time, because this is a global movement anyway. The Europeans want a cleaner environment. If there's already a movement,
they're also
here,
poorer.
Well, the thing is, people are tired of air pollution everywhere, New York and L.A., but there is a movement. So I'm just, this show helps me to push it a little bit more.
Thank you, Sarah, for your call tonight. Glad we could help. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, which is also funny, too, because we're generally pretty not receptive to some of what Sarah says. A lot of times when we check her claims, they turn out to be false, like tonight, where she said car sales were down. That's not true.
I'm not sure it's entirely false. That particular claim is entirely false.
Okay, well, if you're looking at January, there was a dip in January. That's, you know, that's like, you know, a blip on the radar compared
car
to last
year. Car companies can't keep the heated pace that they had last year, would be my guess.
Okay, well, who knows? That's, again, a prediction.
Expect low lease rates, lower prices, good financing coming up this year.
Regardless, talk radio is a way to get the word out about something. That's definitely true. And if you've got a good point and you're persuasive and you're telling the truth, then you might be able to bring some people on board with your ideas. But overall, it's still pretty difficult to, you know, if somebody wants to buy a car, to dissuade them from buying a car.
I mean, you're not trying to, you're trying to convince somebody at that point to forgo a need. Like, okay, don't go to work or the grocery store. Like, you can't really convince someone of that, per se, because they kind of don't have the option not to.
Well, she's saying find some other way to do it. So get on the bus, hire a cab.
If they have a bus that comes there, if they have reliable cabs where you are, that's kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's not really alternatives to I have to go to work.
Well, for Sarah, there is. That's to collect a welfare check. So she doesn't have to work.
She still has to go get groceries, though.
That's true. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to JT. He's online, listening on the radio. Where are you at in Alabama tonight?
I'm outside between Decatur and Huntsville out in the woods coming back from unloading lumber at my little woodworking shop.
Okay.
Thank you for your service, sir.
You must be listening to WBHP. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Big talker. I'm just going to say, you got a lot of weird callers and a lot of weird ideas there. I guess I'm weird, too, though. I love my president. I love my country. I love saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, boy.
Troops.
So you're a socialist.
I'm more of a libertarian. There's too much regulation and rules and all that stuff. I'm just a hardcore working American guy. Loves to go to the park with his granddaughter.
Man, JT, I wish you'd called earlier, because I think there's a lot we could talk about. Unfortunately, we're right at the end of our show tonight. Call us tomorrow night, because I'd love to tell you about how the Pledge of Allegiance is socialist indoctrination. I don't know if you knew that.
Well,
but
it all stems back to just trying to be a good Christian, knowing Jesus Christ.
Well, it's true. He was a Christian socialist, the guy who wrote the Pledge of Allegiance, Francis Bellamy. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Call us another night. We'll talk then. JT, thank you for the call. We'll see you tomorrow. It's been Ian, Melanie, and Mark online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.